Karen Acra is 61 and lives in South Boston, a small town near the North Carolina line. She's a certified nurse assistant and has 3 patients she regularly visits at home. That routine hasn't stopped as COVID-19 has spread. For instance, one of her patients...
He lives by himself and going dialysis, and he has one leg. So I have to go in there to check on him.
She is taking extra precautions, like always wearing gloves. But when we spoke on the phone earlier this week, she was down to just 10 face masks.
Yeah, sometimes I take the disinfectant, Lysol, then I just spray it.
To keep using the mask, you'll spray it with Lysol.
Yeah, but I haven't been throwing them away yet. After I wear them, I go back and put them in another Ziploc bag. I spray them, put them in another Ziploc bag, but I don't know how sanitary that is.
Advocates for home healthcare workers are concerned they're not getting the guidance or equipment they need to keep themselves and their patients safe.
There is no social distancing for home care workers. They are hands-on workers, and they are heroes.
David Broder is president of Virginia's chapter of SEIU, a union that helps represent home healthcare workers. He says if they start getting sick, the spread of the virus could get exponentially worse.
And yet, they're lacking personal protective equipment like masks and goggles and face shields. They're not getting training, and they lack the paid leave that they and their families need to take care of themselves as they're taking care of others.
Angelina Drake with the nonprofit group Paraprofessional Healthcare Institute says there are steps state leaders can take now to help support home healthcare workers. One is making it explicit in official documents that home aides are part of the essential healthcare workforce. That way, they aren't left out of policy initiatives meant to support those workers. She also suggests state officials not forget about home healthcare agencies when distributing personal protective equipment.
We understand there's going to be a level of triage that happens that puts this equipment in the hands of frontline hospital and emergency room providers, but the home care workforce is right behind them. They're helping, again, stop the spread and flatten the curve. So if there are resources available, these agencies are absolutely in need.
The Virginia Department of Health lists COVID-19 resources online for everyone from dentists to emergency responders. But there's no information specifically targeted to home health care workers. In the absence, caregivers are figuring things out for themselves. Aza Vandecastle lives in Ashburn and takes care of her 84-year-old mother. She has to go grocery shopping often to meet her mom's dietary needs. But every trip outside feels dangerous.
Because if she died because of me, I would not forgive myself, you know?
But not going out is not an option for you.
No, there is no. Who's going to bring medicine or food? No, you can't.
So Vandecastle has been covering her face with a scarf, keeping her distance from others, and showering as soon as she gets home. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.